This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Lord God, we consecrate it and dedicate it to your name. Lord God, we pray you prepare our hearts. Prepare our soul, prepare our spirit, man, Lord God. That we, your body, your people, may hear the word that you have to speak to your people, to us today. Lord God, we bless you today and thank you for this hour. We thank you for this moment on this earth, Lord God, that as we stand and proclaim and decree your word, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that it will speak into the heart. We trust that it will speak into the heart of whom you have purposed it to, Lord. Lord God, we bless you today and thank you for all your many blessings, Lord. Thank you for your word that is life, that is true, that is holy, Lord God. Now have your way, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. While you're standing, won't you please turn your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Deuteronomy 6 and 10. You'll find these words in the Holy Scripture. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things, which thou fill not, and wells dig, which you dig not, vineyards and olive trees, which you planted not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and serve him, and shall swear by his name. You shall not go after other gods, of the gods of the people which are around about you. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you.
Oh, yes, he is.
Lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against you and destroy you from off the face of the earth. You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him.
My Lord.
And Massa.
Yes.
I thought for today, our subject for the day, beware an angry God.
All right.
Beware an angry God. This is a word of caution to all of God's elect who abide in this land of plenty. Here is a caution not to forget God in a day of prosperity and plenty.
Yeah. Amen.
In a time of affluence, in a time of influence. And I know that we all are going through. And I am of that number who don't mind telling you, I've been living from paycheck to paycheck all my life. And I'm the first to tell you, it ain't never come easy. But the good news is that it has come. And it's still coming. And the truth is that the poorest American is living better than the average somebody in the rest of the world. There are people in the world who would give anything to have what the poorest American had. We indeed are blessed. Amen. But when it comes easy by the gift, well, you know, the God gave unto Israel the gift to get prosperity. Yeah, he gave them the ability, amen, to get wealth. And even today, Israeli, our Jewish friends on the banks, they cut the diamonds. They know how to get some money. Hallelujah. Amen. And they know because God gave them the ability. They were apt to grow secure. But they were also apt to grow unmindful of the giver. I don't know what it is about prosperity and wealth that tends to somehow make us think that we've done it all by ourselves. And we get so heady and high-minded and big-headed and so this and that, that if we're not careful, we too will forget where our blessings come from. So the text today, the word today is be careful when you're lying safe and soft in your lazy boy. When you kick back with your remote and kick back in your house and your land of plenty, lest you forget the Lord. You see, when the world smiles at you, when everything is good in the world, we are apt to start flirting with it. And we are apt to expect happiness from it. And forget about him who is our only portion and our rest. When your blessings come and when prosperity come and when the good times come, it is a time for care and for caution. But be warned of your danger. Stand upon your guard. Amen. The warning is you should not tempt the Lord your God by losing hope, by despairing of his power, and by despairing or losing hope in his goodness. Never forget, church, that your power and your goodness and your grace and your well-being, it comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right, preacher.
Because the danger is if you do, hallelujah, you might turn away from it. Amen. At the core of this word, my brothers and my sisters, is a war cry. Is a war cry. Lest we forget that we stand in opposition to the adversaries of our Lord. Lest we forget that we stand in opposition to the enemies of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be they the kingdom of Satan or unconverted, unsaved men and women of every rank, of every party, of every category, who they are, who are stirred up by Satan to oppose God. And the rulers of the earth are getting more and more active in their opposition to God. The truths and precepts of Christianity are against the ambitious projects and worldly lusts of men. And men don't want to hear. Did not Jesus say that men love darkness rather than light? You are the light of the world. Don't think that the world is in love with you. Amen. You remind the world of Jesus.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, if they hated me, they will hate you. So when you think you're getting cuddly and coddly with the world, amen, beware lest you forget to say what thus saith the Lord.
All right, Preacher Jack.
We are told in the second Psalm what they aim at in this opposition. Here's what they want to do. Amen. They would break asunder the bands of a godly consciousness. That's what they want to do. That's what the media and television and the world and communication wants to do, is break your consciousness of a true and living God. They even bold enough to tell you that there is no God. That God is dead. Amen. That money is your God. That drugs is your God. Amen. That your friends are your God. That your children are your God. That education is your God. They also want to break the cords of God's commandments. God said, you shall not steal. God said, you shall not kill. God said, you shall not commit adultery with your neighbor's wife. The commandments of God, they will not receive. But they want to cast them away as far as they can. They don't want to hear nothing about godliness and holiness and righteousness in the land today. These enemies can show no good cause for opposing so just and holy a government, amen, and kingdom of God, amen, which if only we all will receive it, amen, we could almost literally have heaven on earth. Amen.
I know you're right, Richard.
You're right.
But they can hope for no success. And so opposing such a powerful God. For the kingdom of God will prevail. The Lord Jesus has all power both in heaven and in earth. He is the head over all things, even the church. Notwithstanding the restless endeavors of his enemies, keep going on and on and on. We told the young people this morning, don't let the world, don't let your friends, don't let what you see make you think that God is not in control. The preacher said this morning is that you make sure that you exercise self-control. That when you're tempted to go the way of the world, when you're tempted to join up with the way of the world, that you consider your ways. That you remember that there is a true and a living God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes,
the Lord is God. Christ's throne is set up in his church. That is in the hearts of every one of us. Did not Jesus say the kingdom of God is within you? Hallelujah. That's why the world hates you. Because they know, if you don't know, that the authority and power of God has given to you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We believe, we hold that the Holy Spirit wants this word proclaimed to this generation here and now, because we stand at the door of the coming of the Lord when he, as a thief in the night, hallelujah, will come upon a cloud standing between heaven and earth, and with the voice of an archangel will cry out for his church and move us from time to eternity in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. But the warning of the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3 is that in between then and now is that there must first come a falling away. And I hold that this falling away is that of professing believers in Christ who even now are being led away captive. Hallelujah, through doctrines of devils. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Jesus.
I submit to you today that the same remedy that Moses gave to the house of Israel in the neighborhood of our text here, amen, will still prove to be the remedy for today.
Yeah.
Look with me, if you will, in our text. And you'll see that Moses taught the people all that and that only which God commanded him to teach. Thus Christ's ministers are to teach his church all he has commanded.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
nothing
Lord.
More, nothing yes. less.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Matthew 28 and 20. Uh-huh. It's our commission. It's our charge. The fear of God in the heart will be the most powerful principle of obedience.
Yeah.
And if you were at Sunday school this morning, you'll remember we talked about the fear of the Lord.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
amen. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Christ and his righteousness advance and secure the prosperity of all people.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are to love. Here in our text, we first are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart and with all of our soul and with all of our mind. That is, firstly, with sincere love. With sincere love. I said sincere love. Not faking it, phony, pretentious love. Amen. But sincere love. Not just in word, but in deed. Amen. In your conduct, your character, your very conversation. Amen. Not just outward on Sunday morning, but inwardly,
every day.
Amen. That's what integrity is. We all have integrity in the body of Christ. Integrity is doing what is right in the sight of the Lord, even when nobody's looking.
That's good, Preacher Jack.
I know.
That's good. That's good.
Secondly, with a strong love.
Yeah.
He that is our all in all must have our all in all.
Yeah.
Or nothing else.
Okay.
99 and a half just won't do. Thirdly, with a superlative love. That is, we must love God above any and every creature.
Amen.
Whoever, whatever it is. Amen. Amen. Love nothing but what loves him.
All right.
Hallelujah. Fourthly, with an intelligent love. Hallelujah. With an intelligent love. That is, to love him not only with all the heart, but to love him with understanding.
That's
good. God doesn't expect us to be spiritual dummies.
No, it's not.
God expects us to learn of him.
Yeah.
That we may know and understand.
Yeah,
that we all may be able to give a reason why we believe.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. So when the enemy comes before you and ask you, why do you love a God like that? Do you think that if God, you know how an enemy does, if there was a God, why'd he let this happen? If there was a God, why'd he let that happen? If there was a God of love, then why is this going on? You need to be able to give an answer.
Yes, sir. All right.
For the reason why you believe.
All right, preacher.
So that means you got to commit yourself.
Well,
to knowing the word of God for yourself.
Amen.
You can't expect the pastor to know all the word of God and you not. Them days are over.
Amen.
That's why Mark Luther died. That's why he nailed his 99 theses on the wall. Because he came to the understanding that God expects every man and woman and boy and girl to know him for themselves.
But
if you're a child of God, you have access have but one mediator between you and God, and that is the man, Christ Jesus. You don't need me, you don't need him, you don't need her, you don't need no other man. You don't need the Pope, you don't need Muhammad, you don't need nobody. God is your heavenly Father.
Yes, he is.
We need to know why we love him.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's not enough for me to just tell my wife I love her. She's from Missouri. It was the first words out of her mouth. Show me.
Yes.
That's right. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, I can talk some smack now. I talk it good. And she let me just talk and talk and talk and talk. And soon as I asked her, for her, show me. But God, fifthly, we ought to love God with a complete love.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because God loves us completely. He is one God. And our hearts must be united. In his love. Oh, that this love may be shed abroad in our hearts. What a wonderful world this would be. And so here, my brothers and sisters, are means for maintaining and keeping Christ in our hearts and in our whole house. First of all, you must meditate on God's word. It's here in the text. It's here in the text. If you ain't jumped over it, throw it out your Bible. Verses 6, 7, and 8 is right there. If you still got your Bibles open, you must meditate on the word of God day and night. It must be laid up in your hearts that your thoughts are continually toward him. We must have our mind on Jesus and Jesus on our mind. Secondly, the Christian education of children often repeat the word of God to your children. And be careful and be exact in your teaching to your children. The world's not going to teach your children the things of God. The public school's hands are tied. They can't teach your children the ways of God. And you can't expect even the church to teach your children the ways of God. It is your responsibility to teach your children the word of God. So if you're going to teach them, you got to know yourself. You can't teach what you don't know. But the blessing is the more you teach it, the more you understand. Amen. That's the beauty of teaching. When you pour out, God pours in. Amen. Amen. Secondly, rather thirdly, speak words of life. Speak words of life. God forbid you tell your child he not going to be nothing. God forbid you tell your child she ain't nobody. Speak life. Not only in that child, but speak life in your spouse. Speak life in your family. Speak life in your loved ones. Remind them what God says about them. Speak life. We are born again in the image and likeness of the last Adam, who the Bible says is a life-giving spirit. So everywhere we tread our feet, there ought to be life. Where death is, there ought to be life. When I step in that jailhouse on first Sunday morning, I don't step in with arrogance, but I step in with confidence, not in myself, but that I know that I am a life-giving spirit. When I step in that job, I know that no matter what goes on, I am a life-giving spirit. But it begins at home. That's where you practice. When you wake up in the morning, husbands, speak life into your life. Selma talked about how she fucked up her walk and she moaned and said, God. But what she doesn't know is I'm in the other room on my knees.
Yes, thank you.
Mercy. And Lord, strengthen us. Lord, keep us.
Yes.
Lord, hold us.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I get up every morning before she even turns over. And I'm in that room. Pray, Lord, have mercy upon my whole house. Upon my daughter, upon my Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah. Have mercy.
I hear you.
Have mercy.
Speak life.
Yes,
speak of godly things with due reverence. We talked about reverence in Sunday school. We talked about one of the meanings of reverence was to humble ourselves and with respect. Whenever you go to God, my brothers and my sisters, we ought to always have a humble spirit. We have to always have a respectful spirit. When you go to God, you speak to God and pour your heart out to God. You tell Him what's on your heart. You bring your petition before God. And you do it honorably and respectfully. And you always sign it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fourthly,
Hallelujah.
Frequent reading of the Word of God. Can nobody do that for you?
Nobody.
This is the work of the saint of God.
Yeah, it is.
It's right here in your text.
Come on, preacher.
It's right here in your text. Frequent reading of the Word of God. If you notice in the text that God, Moses appointed them to write sentences of the law upon their walls. And in scrolls of parchment. He told them even wear it. Put it on your forehead. Wear it on your head. Wear it in your heart. Wear it. It's what he told them to do. It's right there in the text.
Yes.
He told them. It seemed, put it on your wrist. Hallelujah. Put it on your wrist. Amen. Amen. He appointed them to do these things. That seems, the wisdom in that is that it seems to have been a binding of the word of God into their heart. That was the intent of Moses, that they would hide the word in their hearts.
Yes. All right.
But you can't hide what you don't know. You can't hide what you don't read. You can't
yes.
hide what you don't feast
Amen.
On.
Yes. Yes.
And again, we have to do it for ourselves. And we have to do it every day. Hallelujah. We must never be ashamed to own up to our faith in Christ Jesus. Nor to submit ourselves, amen, from all that he have commanded us to do. Hallelujah. Amen. We should never shy away, amen, from what man tells us to do. But we should always keep ourselves in check with God and with his kingdom. Here is a caution not to forget God in a day of prosperity and plenty. Amen. When God is taking, hallelujah, the wealth of the wicked, and when he is beginning to put it upon his saints, the warning today, my brothers and sisters, is don't forget
Amen.
About God.
All right.
Don't forget.
Again, when the world smiles, we're apt to want to flirt with it. Hallelujah. Don't get caught up. Be aware and be warned of your danger. Hallelujah. And stand your ground.
Yes, sir.
As I heard to my seat, amen, we want to remind you, as Deacon Carlton Reed sings every now and then, that payday is coming after a while. Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians 5:2 that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Hallelujah. That everyone may receive the things done in his body according to what he has done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. We all have a payday coming. We all have a time. We have to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Let us all consider the judgment to come, which is called the terror of the Lord. Paul says there in 2 Corinthians 5:11, hey, that we ought not be silent, but rather cry out. We must speak the truth of God to every people, to every nation, to every king, to every politician. Don't let nobody tell you you're not supposed to be involved in politics. You may or may not run for office. But when the devil's turned against God, you need to call your senator. You need to call your mayor. You need to call your city council. You need to call the White House and tell them what thus say the Lord. That's what the prophets did. They may have lost their head for it, but they didn't back off. They're telling kings and telling leaders what thus saith the Lord.
Yes.
We've been silent too long. We've been agreeing with the world, the flesh, and the devil for too long.
Yeah.
It's time for us to take a stand.
Yes.
We cannot be silent. We don't want the rocks to start crying out. You don't want the rocks to start crying out, do you? Because Sunday school said this morning, when the rocks start crying out, the whole earth will tremble.
Amen.
Let us counsel together how we can persuade me. Because he that wins a soul is wise. And there's safety in the multitude of counsel. Let us plan Let us strategize how we can persuade men and women and children to come to Jesus. Because the time is at hand. Let us refuse to let that zeal die in our hearts and in the church. If we leave nothing else to our children, let us leave the legacy of soul winning. For in that, they will be rich. We have the greatest story ever told. And it ain't no fairy tale. It is a testimony of how sin excites the wrath of God. And we are all born in sin and shapen in iniquity. How that God commended his love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, he sent his only begotten Son, who was bruised for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Jesus absorbed the wrath of God for our transgressions. He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. And he never stood among the world. Yes, they hung him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head. And for me, he died. You got to take it personal. Hallelujah. But that's not how the story is. 3 days later, he rose again. Hallelujah. But that's not how the story is. What an evil old day. He's coming back again. And that where he is, there may I be also. Do you know it?
Been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you. Roger!